Kufsamach Gimel. We started Kufsamach Gimel Sif Gimel last week. I think let's just go to the Shulchan Aruch itself. We pointed out that this is interesting, not simply for its, well, not for the case per se, but for the rule that it presents. So, what exactly was that case? So, Kufsamach Gimel Sif Gimel. Amar lo halveni mana. A person says, "Lend me mana." Amar le mana ainli chitim the mana yeshli. I don't have a mana. I don't have, say, $100. Mana is 100. Forget the terminology. Below it. Mana is 100 something. Yeah. So money. So he says, I don't have a mana, but I do have a mana worth of chitim. So he gives him the chitim. He gives him that the mana. Kamosha hu hashar, which is the actual price. That's the market price right now. So then he turns around and says, okay, I'll buy that wheat off of you for $90 or for nine tenths of a mana. So now the person who is lending, the borrower now is, says fine. So now he has $90 and he has a $100 bill, right? Plus he borrowed $100 worth of wheat, so now he owes $100. He sells it for $90, so now he has $90 cash, but he owes $100 in a loan that he has to pay back, right? That's the case. So v'adayim him shavim mana, and the Ramah adds in here, oh, and by the way, that wheat is still worth 100, so why could you get away with selling it for 90? Well, first of all, you can get away with selling it for anything you want, but beyond that, it's worth 100 on a market day, which comes in on Thursday, but now it's...
Although
this is pretty much a quote from the Torah and a quote from the Gemara, but it's still worth a mud, but it makes sense that he want to sell it for less because he needs the money now, right? It's like a payday loan. He needs money now. Market's not till Thursday, and now it's Monday, and he has...
He took a hit of ten bucks.
Right, but he's willing to take the hit. It's worth it for him in terms of a business sense, but it's problematic in terms of a rivet sense, because what it looks like now is that he's getting $90 from this guy, and then he's going to pay him $100 cash back when
happening. Like he gets the wheat and gets paid the 90 at the same time.
So the Nosi Kalim discussed whether this was simultaneous or not. But the Taz is the one who said that it's only if it's simultaneous. But if he really was a real deal, meaning he said, instead of giving $100, he got 100 wheat, and then a couple of days later he says, oh, by the way, I'll buy the wheat off you for $90. So that's mutter, says the Taz, and I believe that's the Taz. And the Shach says no, that's no, that's not nothing doing there.
Who's giving him the $90?
The lender's
going
to give him $90? Yeah. He says, I'll buy that wheat, which you have and you own right now, all right, for $90.
It's
got to
be
the lender. So, in Paralo Lebasof Hamana, the Peros, Mutter. So he says, at the end, so now it comes time to pay back. So if he pays back with Peros, if he pays back with fruit, doesn't pay back with a dollar amount, but with fruit instead, actually it says the Machar, that would be Mutter, that would be okay. About usually throw up a mouse, but he can't pay money. Why? So he uses terminology of Yifne Haramas Rivas, was this way of getting around Rivas. Now it's not technically it's not, right? Technically he borrowed money and then he made some kind of business deal which lost him money, but he now owns a loan. I mean technically it works. So as this kind of scenario, says the Mechaber, is Haramas Rivas. Why? Because what was the starting point? The starting point was, lend me a money, and all he ended up getting was lending me 90, and I owe you 100, and he borrowed 90, and that's a problem. Fine. So that's the issue of being of our va'asa. But let's say you went ahead and did it. Now, it's a little unclear at what point are we saying over vi'asa. But if you over an asa, at some point later on, now the money is due. He did it, and now the money is actually due. We would be able to take away 100 mana from him. I mean, if they went through this whole process, and now all of a sudden it gets time for him to pay back the $100 to the original guy. So all of a sudden he comes to a Monday night cheer, and he says, oh, Gevalt, it's Rivas. right? It looks like rivers. That's a real problem, right? It looks like I'm borrowing 90 and paying back 100. It looks like we might have even had that kavana all along. I can't go ahead and do that. So it says the Mechaber, no, that you would owe the money, and the implication is even that he could be forced by Beis Din to take the money, right? V'imar v'as arehu motzi mimenu kuf bedin. Right, you could take out the 100 bedin, like by din Torah. We would be able to take him to court and be able to take it, even though it would be a violation of Haramas Ribis to go through with this halacha. That's the that is the Mechaber. Comes along the Ramah and says, well, v'yesh omer dahavi avak ribis. He says, no, it's not Harama service, rather it's avak ribis. What's the difference if it's Harama service or whether it's avak ribis? So whether we would be able to be motzi it or not, right? We learned by avak ribis that if it's ribis derabanan, you can't force the person to pay avak ribis, and he can make a claim and say, I don't owe the avak ribis. But the Ramah says that, so the Ramah comes along and says, this case would be avak ribis. And all of this is only if they didn't plot this out beforehand. But if they plot it out beforehand, here, I'm going to give you the wheat, and then I'm going to buy it off you for 90, and then you're going to take it for, if that was all part of the original plan, have a ribis gummer. Right? And then afilu paralo peiros aser. And even if he paid back with peiros, meaning even if he paid back the lenient way that the Mechaber mentions, so even that would be aser. So just on that note about whether it's ribis gummer, so the box says, well, it's not exactly ribis gummer, right? That's a little bit of an exaggeration. It says the shach, Yud Aleph, and we'll go back to the other ones, says the shach, bach kasav loshna poskim mashvat, eino ela kemin ribis gummer. It's like ribis gummer, below ribis gummer. It's not real ribis gummer, but that's a bad thing to do, to set it up beforehand in that way, even though we're going to use other terminology. If you're going to use other terminology, it can't be ribis gummer, right? It's just not, like, it technically is other things. So we're not going to, it's not real ribis deraisa, but it's like ribis deraisa, and we're going to include all of the rules and regulations and penalties and punishments on you for going through with that type of ribis. But we go back to the earlier part here, and just we'll take a look here. With Shach Zion, right? We said that if it's the Shach and Vav points out that he has to, when he says, I'll give you the chitim worth a mana, so Shach says, in order for this to get off the ground, in order to use the kula that's involved here, they actually have to give him the wheat. Right? If we're just going to pretend, oh, I'm selling you wheat that's in my property, and I'll just put it on the balance sheet as if you own it for now, so that's not going to be sufficient. You actually have to give it over in order to enjoy the kulas, in order to enjoy the leniencies that's being presented here. Shach Zayin says, it's still worth 100 money. He says, Aval kishahuzlu, kodim shechazuv alachan heter gamarhu. But if you love Ramas Rivas Inkan. So let's say he gave him the wheat that's $100, and now it actually is worth $90. He says, okay, I'll give you $90 for that wheat because that's its value. So Shach says, okay, that's okay. Then they're actually dealing. That would be okay.
You're supposed to pay back the value of the commodity or the value of the original loan.
Well, we have the problem is selling right commodities for commodities because you might give the commodity when it's a different value, so you would pay back the value. Right, really going off of the silver, the silver standard, right? Right, wasn't that like a presidential campaign once? The silver standard or the gold standard?
Yeah,
the gold
standard. The Greenback campaign.
It was a gold standard. Gold was worth $35,000.
And they were saying we should start.
There's a presidential campaign earlier than that about the silver.
That we should start using silver because that would diminish the value of gold. I think that was it.
Was something like that.
All right, yeah, check that out. All right. So then, so mutter, what was mutter? Mutter was if you gave peiros instead. So if you're giving peiros, so then you could kind of fudge the numbers a little bit more. So it says mutter, right? Veheicha the istin leparo b'peiros, im mutter leparo b'maos, let's say we made the deal that you're going to pay me back, I give you $100 a week, you're going to owe me $100 I'm going to give you $100 worth of wheat. And you're going to pay me back in peiros. You're going to pay me back with apples. So now I buy the wheat off of you for $90. You still owe me $100 of apples. So as a shot, that's what the Ramah said would be okay. Now, if you, let's say at that point, I decide to pay you back. I say, I don't have any apples left, but I do have $100, right? Can I now give you $100? So the Shach says that's subject to machlokas Yeshona, whether you can go back and use money off of a commodity amount. That is out there. Fine. So just to point out, we said this is an important rule. So what is the Mechaber saying here? The Mechaber is saying that, Haramas, if it's Haramas Ribbis, you could force the person, not only is the person obligated to pay, in the case of Haramas Ribbis, meaning if you went ahead and did it, not only is the person obligated to pay, but you could even force the issue in Basin. You could even make the person, you could even go to Basin, so, Basin will force the person to pay.
Sorry, can you tell me in English what would be Harama and what would be a Bak?
Yeah. So that's a problem. Where to draw that? I can't, and I'll give you a bigger problem because that seems to be Machlokas Mechaber and Rama here, right? Right. So, what does the Rama say? Rama says, "Be'ishomrim havi avak ribbis." This is called avak ribbis. Comes the Shach here and adds in, "Vafil lefizeh imrotz lifro lochitin mutter elish in kofenosol lifro lochitin." If the person wanted to pay with wheat, it would be okay, but we're not going to force him to do so. Okay, but to pay back in money, he says, you wouldn't force the person to pay, and you, based on certainly, wouldn't force the person to pay. Now, how do you draw that distinction? So the Chalkas Binyamin here says, here it is, the Chalkas Binyamin says, Vatam. The reason is, Mifnesha Sover HaMachaber, the Iker Isser Zehu Mishum HaRamas Ribis, Shanir Ki Ilu Nischavin Lotes Tzadeh Velikeh Kof. Right? At what point is there a problem here? That's what the Mechelkas Yen is pointing out. Right? When I gave you $100, when I asked for $100 loan, you say you don't have it. So far, no problem. You give me $100 of wheat instead. Still, so far, no problem. Now the problem is when I sell you the wheat for $90. Right? That's when the problem sets in. Right? But keep in mind, that's only after I already owed you $100. Right? I still owe you $100. I just did a problem by selling you wheat for $90 and getting $90 in cash. But because the original loan is still extant, so therefore I would still owe you the $100, and that's still going to be enforceable. That's what's coming later. So perhaps, and the Chalkas Binyamin is saying this, he's saying, Kenir Lafia Nia's Daisu Yavara Bazet. This is my way of explaining this. Right? It's hard. He's the first. he's Yoni Gesserman's rabbi. So it's hard to really figure out exactly what the distinction. I couldn't really figure out exactly the distinction, but that's what he says.
Because
what?
Harama and Avak.
Between Harama and Avak.
So what's he saying?
He's saying because here the original loan is still due. Right, so you played around after the original loan was made,
therefore,
but the original loan is still on the book for $100.
Therefore, it's Harama.
Therefore, we're only going to call it Harama as opposed to Avak Ribbis. So right, so then it continues on and says, "V'chein yirli v'tchilas Harama ha'isav meshach chazur v'lakach chachitim mitzadi mishum hachi kol shekvar asa chein afav yishlo nigmar Harama." Right, even what was already done is called the Harama. Kfar chashid b'di'eved v'lo asu chacham el l'chathila, right? And it's only b'di'eved. The chacham only asked to do this l'chathila. Aval ilu haya iser machmas avak ribis im kein ikra iser hu b'kabalas harevach, right? If you want to call it avak ribis, the iser is not necessarily, is not in the making of the loan, but rather in the acceptance of the revach. The fact is, at the end, when all the dust settles, you end up with more money than you did originally. So that's going to be called avak ribis no matter what, and therefore there's not going to be a way out of it. So the Mechaber seems to be arguing on this here. Now things, okay, that's the best I could do. Right, the Mechaber is looking at the stages, and the Rama is looking at when the dust settles. Right. So what makes this a little more complicated is that this is brought up by another case of Rama service. Now, I don't know if there are other cases, but this seems to be the only one that other people quote, and that is the idea of a one-time penalty payment. So a person says, you owe me $100, and if you don't pay me by such and such a date, you're going to owe me another $50. So what is that? So they suggest that that's, if it's a one-time penalty payment, if it's a compounding problem, so then that's avak ribis. But it's a one-time penalty payment, so we're going to call that, that is referred to in halacha as haramas ribis. Now where does that show up? So that, you can take a look at kuf ayin zayin. I think it's valid. No, maybe not. Kufsayin Zayin Yud Dalet. Try that. Yeah. Yes. Mem Sifim. Oh boy. Not only is it gigantic, but they seem to be consuming ink in my edition of the So the Mechaber here says, Omer l'chaveri, im lo efrecha l'zman ploni. If I don't pay you until a certain date, harini chayiv l'cha mi'akshav, u'lzman ha'ikuv kach dinarim. I'm going to be chayiv this amount. Yosir mi'mashelvo, yudal, 14. Right, if I don't pay you by this amount, I'm going to be chayiv from now that amount. Right, this yosim imasha halva, more than I originally loaned you. So usser, that's prohibited, and he uses the terminology mishnei haramas rivas, because of haramas rivas. Yeah. So adds the Rama, the yish matirin, right? And there are those that are matir im nosin lo maus umakabel peros. That if instead of using dollars you're using fruit, the Rama suggests that might be okay. V'yish lahakel bazeh v'ayin le'el basim kuf samach gimel im avar va'asa arama v'ribis imotzin miyado. Go see kuf samach gimel that if you went ahead and violated this, would you be motzi it? So I got Rabbi Reisman here. Says yeah. Right. That's in volume 2 of the Chelkas Binyamin, so I don't know what he says. Hedged my bets, I only bought volume 1 at the time. So, but Rabbi Reisman here says, yeah, so that when it comes to a Ramas Ribis, Bastin is not going to be Motzi, and he quotes this din. And he says, and yes, even though if you look at Kuf Samach Gimel, you see the Rama argues, that's for an independent reason there. So I don't understand that. I don't know why that's. I don't understand what the independent reason was.
He says it's not a Ramas Rivas. It's
what? Well, I understand. So why would the why? Why is it only a Ramas and not a Vak Rivas?
In this case, or in that case?
No. Well, at least according to the Chalkas Binyamin's pshat, what was his pshat? He says the reason why it's only why the Rama called it a Vak Rivas is at the end of the day you end up with more than you gave. Well, guess what this guy does? He ends up at the end of the day with more than he gave. So if you ask me, I would read the Rama. It says, yeah, look over there, and you'll see over there that there's a machlokas between the Machaber and me, right? And I paskin like me, right? But yet he seems to say, in the case of the one-time penalty, that you would force the person to pay, and it would be invoked, and Basin would be mozi. So I'm not sure what his raya is. He quotes a couple of other people here. He quotes from the Chachmas Adam. The Chachmas Adam just says that. The Chachmas, I didn't...
the Rama seems to be distinguishing between two cases. We don't understand why, maybe.
No, the Rama's not necessarily. The Mechaber says it's a Ramas Rivas, and therefore you're not going to be Motzi. Comes the Rama and says, well, look what happens with Kuf Samach Gimel Gimel about being Motzi. Well, if you look at Kuf Samach Gimel Gimel, it's a Machlokas, right? So Rama's Machmir. So why would you assume that the Rama's Machmir here as well? So I don't have a great teres. I could just say that it seemed that the Chachmas Adam, when he describes a Ramas Rivas, he says that you would be Motzi in that case, meaning paskening like the Mechaber, not like the Rama. At the end of the day, it's not, I mean, the only shaila is whether you could bring the guy to Bastin and Bastin will force him to pay or not. That's really the only shaila. But both would assume that you would be chayiv to pay. It's only a small nafkami at the end of the day, I think. Alright? Okay. Alright, so you can start Kuf Samach Daled. We'll just run through Kuf Samach Daled. It's not so lemaisa. In fact, it does not even get one citation in the Rabbi Reisman book.
I noticed that. I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah. So why not? It's a case that we touched on in Kuf Samach Beisif Daled, where we talk about the Uris. I talk about somebody who's a sharecropper. Right, so over there, the discussion was you're a sharecropper, whether you bring your own wheat or the other person supplies the wheat, at what point the kinyan starts. That was the discussion over there. So here we have, Kuf Samach Daled Tefalik says, Misha Haisa Sada Mimushkenes Biyado Lo Yachzor V'yaskir Oto Labala Sada. That somebody who has a field that he has as a collateral in his hand. Lo Yachzor V'yaskir Oto Labala Sada. So he can't take that and rent it to the owner of the field while the loan is extant, right? So what's the case here? Reuven borrows money from Shimon. Right? Reuven borrows money from Shimon and says, as a collateral, here, Shimon, here's my field. So Shimon now has this field. So Shimon says, hey, I got an idea. Hey, Reuven, I have a field. Would you like to rent this field from me? Reuven says, okay, but Shimon is still going to hold them up for the loan. So what's going on? What ends up happening? Shimon A is getting his money back from the loan, and B is making money off the rental of this field to Reuven. So that seems like it's a problem. That's Nirik Ribbis, which is probably why it's here, as opposed to about 7 or 8 simanim later, where more of these dinim come up. But lo yachzer yaskos so lebal hasadeh v'yesh mi shemati lasos came mashkanta desura. But there are those that permit it in the case of mashkanta desura. What's the case of mashkanta desura? So mashkanta desura shows up pretty often over the course of Perek Ezehu Neshech. So there, the case is, let's make sure I got it here.
Is that people living in Syria?
No. Sura was an academy.
Sura was in...
Sura and Pumbedisa.
Yeah, was one of the yeshivas in Iraq.
What does mashkanta mean?
So they had a style of a mashkan. They did this kind of deal. When they made deals, they made these kinds of deals. This is what they permitted there. What was it? So the Hainu, right? We'll put this field aside as a mashkan for 5 years. But Kosev and we'll write at the end of Shabbosov Shan Malalu Teitzei Sada Zu below Klum. I'll take the field back without having to pay you anything. So you're, quote-unquote, lending me $1,000. I'm hereby giving you the field as a mashgon. And at the end of 5 years, I'm going to get the field back. Without paying you back the money. So
he's allowed to use the field.
Right. Obviously, he's going to be allowed to use the field. So it could be that he might have borrowed 100 zuz, and the fruit that he gathers over those 5 years will be worth 1,000 zuz. So still, that's okay. And he's going to give it back because the lova is not going to have to pay the carrot. Right? So why is that okay? The person is making $1,000 off of a $200 loan. The answer is because we don't really call that a loan. That is what we call rent. He's giving him $200 for a 5-year lease, and he's going to make $1,000 off of the property. Right? That's okay. And then there's other permutations of that as well. So that's what we call mashkon desura. So v'yesh b'shamate lasos came when it's mashkon desura. What if this guy is in this kind of deal, and after year 3 he says, hey, why don't you who originally owned the field that I'm paying you back to, and if you borrowed, you quote unquote borrowed $200 from me, would you like to rent the field from me, which you might know very well because you farmed this once upon a time? And he can. Why can't he? Because even though we're calling it Malvin Lova, it really is a deal of soker. It's really a deal of rental and not a borrowing agreement, and therefore it's going to be okay. So adds the Ramo, Vachelo Histam Kilakach, as long as that wasn't the original deal.
So he can't rent it. He cannot charge him rent.
Who's the
guy who look at these guys?
He can.
He can.
As the Ramah adds in, as long as it wasn't the original deal. But yeah, that's what's going on. The person who gave Reuven, who took the $200 in the beginning and owned the field, so he's got his $200. He went on vacation, and Shimon worked the field for 2 years, and he's still only got another 3 years left on his loan/lease. Until he, right? So he'll, but instead he's working the field for that time, but he doesn't want to work the field anymore. He wants to go on vacation now, so I'll rent you the field for whatever it is, independent of the original agreement that we had. Mm-hmm. Right? You're subleasing to the original landlord.
Okay.
Right, so he said that's okay. Fine. Mashkanta desura. That was the case that we just described. Imba ech acher v'schachar usa mehamalve mutter lachzur lahaskir oto lebal hasada. That if somebody else comes and borrows or rents it from the malve, from the original from this person, from the person who's lending, who's on the field right now, mutter lachzor ulahaskir osel baal hasada. So he can, in theory, go back and rent it to the baal hasada. That would be permissible as well. And then there's other permutations here as well that need to work out. Yeah, right.
The guy can do it, then it's a secondary guy.
Right, right. But remember, that was the Ramah who added that in. This is the Mechaber, right? So the Mechaber is a little more machmir, so this is a kula that the Mechaber grants. And there's other cases here as well. But Rosh Hashanah is coming. So we'll stop here. Sure.